where we are going to explain to you our experience about Zero Hunger. I'm your first host, Ashley.
And I am your second host, Elis. A very good day to you all. Thank you for listening, so let's get started. Today's topic is going to be about Zero Hunger. The reason we chose Zero Hunger is because it is very important to us as it could help many starving children.
A small action we do can lead to a big change. The goal of Zero Hunger was made to let us know that not all of us have enough food to eat and survive in this world. We should encourage our young to help society and make this world zero hunger.
Ashley, what is Zero Hunger?
For your information, Elise, Zero Hunger is the second Sustainable Development Goal. The Sustainable Development Goal was created on 1st January 2016. The aim of the goal is to transform the world into a better place.
Wow! Can you tell me more?
Okay. The main purpose of Zero Hunger is to ensure everyone has enough food resources and not starve. A world with zero hunger can positively impact our economies, health, education, and social development. It is an important piece of building a better future for our world. And that is why we interviewed Ms. Sheila for our podcast.
So in today's podcast, we interviewed Ms. Sheila and her company who has contributed to our society.
That's right, Elise. Ms. Sheila's company has donated to different orphanages. Their main goal is to help the society and make sure the orphans eat healthy and won't starve. They want to provide a good life for those orphans, and hopefully those small actions could help the orphans to live a better life in the future.
We had learned a lot about the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. Our country, Malaysia, has been giving out food resources and progressing for a zero hunger world.
10% of the garbage we throw out every day are food that can still be eaten. These large amount wasted food could have fed 3 million people with 3 meals a day. According to Google, Somalia is the top one country that has been suffering from world hunger. This is due to ongoing fights, climate changes, and food waste. That has a big impact on imported food.
How do we help to achieve zero hunger?
That's a good question, Elise. I think our listeners might be also curious about this question. We can reduce food waste and support organizations related to zero hunger physically and mentally. We can also donate to orphanages and elderly homes.
What about the scams outside the world?
We must be careful as there are scams outside there. People will dress up poorly and ask you to buy expensive milk, rice, and oil to feed their family. But they will just sell the items you bought for them after you left. This is a popularly known scam in India. If you want to donate, you can donate to actual orphanages and elderly homes. So, that comes to an end of our podcast. Most of the research were based on Google and different websites. Thank you for listening to our podcast. I hope you enjoy listening and exploring into the Sustainable Development Goals.
We hope that you learned a lot from this podcast and could help our world and end this world hunger. And thank you again for listening. I hope you have a good day.
Bye.